Hello, it is Friday the 1st of March 2013, time is 3:30 in the afternoon. My name is Paul Stoneman and this is an audio journal of life in Portugal, I guess would be the best way to describe it if no one's heard it before. Right, the chainsaw, yeah, had a go, couldn't start it, managed to get the instructions down last night, which was okay except for it was in Slovak. But luckily Google Translate managed to convert it to English, and have been doing exactly as they suggest, but it's just not firing up, so gave that up, just wasn't going to waste lots of time on it. I'll march it up the road, there's a shop in the village, and I'm sure he'll be able to sort it out for me and get it working. It's nothing serious, it can't be anything serious because it's worked before. So I thought, well, I better get some wood chopped because it was very cold this morning. Now, I know in the UK and in Europe, in France, Germany, etc. I know. And I think north of Portugal apparently has had snow as well. So it's not really that cold, but it felt chilly, let's put it that way. So I thought, well, I've got to get some wood cut for the weekend, because the forecast next week, Monday to Friday, is basically rain, rain and more rain. 97% chance of rain every single day. And but of course with that, it brings the temperatures up. And they're saying that next week is going to be lows of 15 and highs of 17. So basically the day and night are not going to be much different. Which is good for us, it's good for us, but for this weekend, it's still going to be dropping down to 6 degrees at night. And it was just chilly this morning. But I know I've been sort of busy today, so I suppose, and I'm sitting in lovely sunshine, because it clouded right over and it got quite chilly. But it's totally opposite now. There isn't a cloud in the sky, the sun's blazing down, and I think it's going to be a nice warm evening. The weather does change over here within hours. You know, it can go from feeling quite chilly or a chilly wind. The wind changes and then it's quite mild. Anyway, enough of the weather report and the chainsaw. So I started sawing up more wood, and I thought, well, I'll use these. What I could do is split the wood. And so I got some cold chisels. I think they're called cold chisels that were in the garage, which are basically blunt chisels. It's not the chisels you'd use to chamfer or you know, chisel wood. So I drove them in, and yeah, it worked really well because it split the trunks, it split them down the middle, and then I could split them into quarters, and it was a lot easier to saw. And I've got enough wood there now, most probably for about 4 days, and we've got enough wood indoors for another couple of days, so we should be okay. We should not freeze to death. Like I say, yesterday the fire was on in the afternoon, but today, you know, there's not even a thought of putting it on because it's just not that cold. It's a bit chilly indoors. I suppose it's down to about 16 in the front room. But out here, it's beautiful, lovely and warm. But yesterday, it was cold in and it was cold out as well. Yeah, so I got that done. What else did I do? Swap the tables over between the apartment and here because we've got people coming in, or we've got Laurie coming in this weekend, hopefully. And put the sort of plasticky table round in the apartment because the one there has got completely soaked. So took that apart, put the legs on another tabletop that we had in the garage. So we'll use that for outside. What else did I do? I put the artificial grass down. I'd sort of dug out these sort of beds, which were just getting weeded over all the time, and they're over by where we sit. So I thought, well, I'll put some of the artificial grass in there. It just makes it look nice, and you don't have to maintain it, and it's all very simple. So done that. I've done some washing, got all that out. That's all been hung up and dried. And I've been listening to podcasts all day long, really. And I listened to Garbage Pod, which I've really enjoyed. That was excellent. Hour and a half of fun, that was. And it really made sawing wood up a lot more fun than what it seems to be. So it's been a good time for that. And talking about time, I'm running out of it yet again. I'm going to have to sit down and do another one at some stage. Anyway, speak to you later. Bye for now.